This polychrome enamel plaque is a portrait of François de Lorraine, 2nd Duke de Guise. He wears a black cap, a white ruff, and the badge of the Knightly Ordre de Saint-Michel, Order of St. Michael. Son of Claude de Guise and Antoinette de Bourbon, the Duke secured his fortune in 1548 by marrying Anne d'Este, the granddaughter of Louis XII of France and Anne of Brittany. He owned vast estates in Picardy and Champagne and made a great name for himself by victoriously repelling Charles V of Spain's army in Metz in 1552 and by recapturing Calais from the English in 1558. His ties with the French royal family were bolstered during the reign of Francis II when the king married the Duke's niece, Mary Queen of Scots. François de Guise and his brother Charles, the Cardinal of Lorraine, then became part of the king's privy council.
The Duke of Guise was an intransigent Catholic, and at Vassy he chose to enforce the Edict of Saint-Germain, which forbade Protestants from gathering inside towns. This resulted in the Vassy Massacre of 1562, which saw Huguenots gathered in a barn to worship, massacred by his troops. The first war of religion was triggered by a combination of this incident and the capture of Orléans by Louis I of Condé, head of the Protestants. The Duke de Guise was assassinated the following year near Orléans by the Huguenot Jean de Poltrot, Lord of Mairie. The Protestant admiral, Gaspard de Coligny, was suspected of ordering the Guises' assassination and became one of the first victims of the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre. Henry de Guise, son of François de Guise, was one of de Coligny's assassins.